Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Amid a standoff with Ukraine, Estonia's Prime Minister Kaja Kallas says Russian leader Vladimir Putin is trying to blackmail the U.S.
When there was a Russia-NATO council, then the 30 allies all spoke with one language and exactly the same topics, saying that Russia has no say of who can be members of NATO. Russia has no say of how the security architecture of European countries is built up. So that is something that is, I guess, negatively surprising Russia, that we are not divided.
Carlos speaking there to the BBC as tens of thousands of Russian troops gather near the Russian border with Ukraine, sparking fears of an invasion. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev, meanwhile, says Ukraine today received the first part of a $200 million security assistance package promised by President Biden. It includes lethal weapons and ammunition. The White House says Biden is to meet with his national security team at Camp David today. Across the country, the Omicron surge appears to have started to peak. Health officials say cases are on their way back down in Chicago. But Aracela Gomez Aldana reports from member station WBEZ in Chicago. There's still a long way to go before mask and vaccine mandates are lifted.
Chicago Public Health Commissioner Allison Arwoody says new cases, test positivity, and hospitalizations mean Chicago remains in very high COVID transmission risk. At the same time, she says those numbers are decreasing, which makes for tricky messaging.
And the last thing that I want to do is give a false sense of security. We have reached that peak of Omicron, but the peak of Omicron just means that it's not getting worse.
Arwoody remains concerned about the strain on the city's hospitals. Across the city, some 200 people are still being hospitalized with COVID daily. Chicago is averaging more than 2,800 cases per day, down about half from last week. For NPR News, I'm Aracely Gomez-Aldana in Chicago.
Wall Street's rough start to 2022 has not abated. NPR's David Gura reports that investors are bracing for higher interest rates.
Stocks just suffered their worst week since the pandemic started to spread in the U.S. in March of 2020. The reason? Inflation is at a 40-year high, and the Federal Reserve is likely to start raising interest rates maybe as soon as March. Tech shares were the worst hit. The Nasdaq closed down 7.6% for the week. It's now in what's called a correction, down more than 10% from its high. Shares of Netflix sank after it said it could add far fewer new subscribers than Wall Street expected. Other stay-at-home stocks that did well during the pandemic, like Peloton, also suffered. And the price of Bitcoin fell. It's now below $40,000. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR News. A wide part of the eastern U.S. is being hit by frigid temperatures. Bob Orovec is a forecaster at the National Weather Service. He says it was cold Friday morning.
There was some minus 30 to minus 35 degree readings in northern New York State, mostly north of Albany up into the Adirondacks. But there are also some minus 20s to minus 30s in northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, northern Maine.
And it's still cold this morning in the south. Ice storm warnings remain in effect along the North and South Carolina coast, where there are some power outages this morning, according to the website poweroutage.us. A storm that moved in yesterday dropped freezing rain, sleet, and snow in coastal areas of the southeast. The annual X Games Aspen kicked off Friday. Athletes consider the competition as a pinnacle of winter sports, and this year, a milestone on the way to Beijing. Aspen Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
X Games Aspen draws the best of the best winter athletes from around the world, and many of this year's competitors will head to Beijing in the coming weeks, like snowboarder Scotty James.
I think X Games is always a really good benchmark for us competitively.
James won silver in last year's X Games snowboard superpipe and the halfpipe bronze at the 2018 Winter Olympics.
You get to see some cards revealed, which is always nice from a competitive standpoint, and you get a week to prepare for the Olympics.
He will represent Australia in Beijing. Snowboarder Jamie Anderson and skier Alex Ferreira are among the X Games athletes expected to represent Team USA. For NPR News, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Aspen.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.